Proclamation number 5420 of 25th of June, 1952. My kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world, and if I have called you to work for me and my kingdom, this means that you should enlighten people about their actual earthly task, the fulfillment of which will not secure the earthly kingdom but true life in the spiritual kingdom, in the kingdom where you can behold me in all the glory, in the kingdom where nothing reminds you of the earthly kingdom you have left. Your work therefore consists of leading people to me, who does not have his kingdom on earth but in the eternity. It is a work which not everyone can carry out because it first of all requires a detaching from the earthly world which then results in a proper striving towards the spiritual kingdom. The overcoming of matter must have proceeded before the spiritual awakens the desire in the one to deliberately strive for it. Only then does a human being shape himself in such a way that he is suitable to work for me and my kingdom, so that he can consequently carry out the right vineyard work, to present the same aim to fellow human beings without regard of person and class and to bring them through enlightenment about me myself to the point where they accomplish the same on themselves. To again detach themselves from the earthly world and to take up the fight against matter. Vineyard work, work for me and my kingdom is, simply put, leading people to gain faith in me and my teaching preached on earth through Jesus Christ. For this is the signpost to the destination, to the entrance into my kingdom, which is not of this world. And so every person is a servant in my vineyard who makes it his business to spread the pure doctrine of Christ. But mind you, the pure doctrine of Christ. For my kingdom can only be found through the truth, and only the pure teaching of Christ guarantees the truth. Many people can certainly have the will to lead their fellow human beings to God, thus to me, and they also do a certain amount of vineyard work, yet the success can only ever be in accordance with the degree of truth, which is why the right work for me and my kingdom requires workers who are fully and wholly instructed in the truth, and these are thus the chosen ones amongst the many called ones, all of whom could be active for me if they fulfilled the conditions, enabling them to be chosen for a mission of utmost importance. For the work for me and my kingdom does not just determine the earthly lifetime but the whole of eternity, but it has to be carried out in the earthly life. I certainly bless every willingness to help and I assist where the full realization of the truth is not yet present, but then I demand a full devotion to me. I demand the subordination of one's will to mine in order to then be able to influence you in such a way that you receive what you still lack in order to be able to count yourselves amongst the elect. But only those people are chosen who have a full knowledge and now use it to help their fellow human beings onto the path which leads into my kingdom, which is not of this world. Thus the chosen ones are the knowledgeable ones who have received their knowledge from me myself and are now eagerly active for me. And their activity will now be as my will and my wisdom determines, because I alone know about human hearts, how and in what form they have to be dealt with in order to reach the destination. I myself prepare my servants who submit themselves to me in free will in order to be active for me. The diversity of people, of the living conditions and their spiritual attitude towards me also requires different processing, different abilities and different opportunities, which I know about. But one thing always remains the same, the truth. It cannot differ. It must always and forever remain unchanging and be offered to people as the pure teaching of Christ. Since the first and greatest commandment in this teaching requires love for me and for one's neighbor, but since knowledge of the truth also arises from love, every person who lives in love will irrevocably know the truth. So that one's conduct of life of the person who works for me and my kingdom is decisive as to whether he lives in the truth, as to whether he is a chosen one who now can also successfully work for me on earth. People who find each other in love will not have different opinions, they will not advocate different teachings, they will recognize themselves as my servants on earth. For love makes them capable of vineyard work, love gives them what the intellect alone cannot give them. A knowledge about the truth and therefore also the ability to represent the truth, to spread my teaching of love, which alone can lead to eternal life, which alone paves people's way into my kingdom. You must accept nothing but love as an explanation for my word. Many are called, but few are chosen. Amen.